At that point, we call it a memory T cell because it's learned to recognize a protein marker that identifies this particular kind of bacterium. But before it's learned to recognize any particular protein from outside the body, we'd call it naive, okay?
Yeah, I get it.
There's a lot of biochemistry involved that we'll get into in the next lecture. But your question reminds me about a study that some of my colleagues are doing. It relates to caloric restriction.
Caloric? Like calories in the food we eat?
Exactly. We're talking about the sugars, carbohydrates, fats that our bodies burn to get energy, which we measure in calories. Okay, let's back up a little. Back in the 1930s, a nutritionist at Cornell University put mice on a severely restricted diet. He gave each mouse in one group 30% less food, or, more precisely, 30% fewer calories than the mice in the other group, which ate a normal amount. And the result? The underfed mice lived much longer than the normally fed ones.